Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair One, and we are ready to go for another show. Happy that you're tuned in on this January the 29th, all the way at the end of the month already. I don't know about you, but this year, January seemed to move along rather nicely. Some years, it just pokes right along. I don't know if it's because we haven't had a major snowstorm yet. I heard Scott talking about that, and knock on wood that we haven't had a major snowstorm yet. But anyhow, January seemed to move along pretty well. So, have you dodged the sicknesses and the flu going around yet? Well, I came down with something over the weekend and had a fever. Not a high fever, 100.5 was the highest. They say if you take it under the arm, you have to add a degree, some people say. So I don't know if I had 100.5 or 101.5, whatever the case may be, I don't know. But yeah, had a little fever over the weekend, but I am doing well now. Woke up Monday and the old temperature said normal, 98.6, so I am doing better. So I was hoping that I would be raring to go for this show, and I am. So, hey, good to have you tuned in to Offbeat News and Trivia once again as we are set to roll here from downtown Marion, Ohio. Well, today we are giving away a $20 gift card to the House of Hunan. Do you like to eat at the House of Hunan? I must confess, it's not one of my wife and I's regular stops, but I do like it. I do like going and ordering a variety of food there, and every time I've been, we've had good service, and it is tasty. So if you would like to go to the House of Hunan, that's what we're giving away today, and all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in the drawing. Now, to tell you the truth, this is our monthly drawing, so you're up against the folks that have called throughout the month, so just so you know. But you just might have a chance to win if you call and answer a trivia question, and we'll get to those here in just a moment. First, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio. Okay, let's get to the trivia questions. These, I hope they're not too hard today. My wife and I picked these out, so hopefully they're relatively easy for you. The number you need to call is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What team has won the most Super Bowl titles? What team has won the most Super Bowl titles? You can look this right up on Google. It'll tell you, just so you know. What is the name of the hockey trophy that contains the names of the players, coaches, and team officials from the winning teams? What is the name of the hockey trophy that contains the names of the players, coaches, and team officials from the winning teams? What is the name of the trophy annually awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the USA? What is the name of the trophy annually awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the USA? And which is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? Which is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? So there's some sports questions for you there. Turning to some other questions, on The Simpsons television show, what was the name of Homer Simpson's pet lobster? On The Simpsons television show, what was the name of Homer Simpson's pet lobster? What U.S. state grows the most grapes? This is way out west now. What U.S. state grows the most grapes? It's way out west. The strawberry is a member of which plant family? It's actually a flower, a popular flower. The strawberry is a member of which plant family? 740-383-9944 will sign you up for a $20 gift card to the House of Hunan. What is the name of a common fried dough treat found in amusement parks in the United States? What is the name of a common fried dough treat found in amusement parks in the United States? 740-383-9944. Who's going to get us started today? If you lived in the 1920s and saw a flapper, what would you be looking at? If you lived in the 1920s and saw a flapper, what would you be looking at? First phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you doing, Ernie?
Good. How are
Good.
You today?
I am fantastic.
That's great. I'll answer Stanley Cup for the hockey.
Yeah, the yep. Stanley Cup. Yes, indeed. How's your day's going good then?
Not too bad. Yep.
Yeah. Little on the chilly side today, but not
chilly,
awful.
But I don't have to shovel it. You know?
Yeah, that's yeah. right. You don't have to shovel chili.
Right. I'll take it.
That's right. And I don't think anything too major in the forecast either. Just
nope.
a little bit
almost,
here and there.
Almost through January. That's good.
Yep, and then we got some, you know, February we've had some major snows, and
yep.
then we get to March, and I think
yep.
March we're usually pretty on the safe side. So.
Another week or so, and we're halfway through winter.
Yes.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yep, right.
It'll be interesting to see what that old groundhog has to say this
yeah.
year. All right, Ernie. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and I've got you all signed up, and I think we got you in several times, so we'll
yep.
just see what your chances are
yep.
today.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thank
Talk you.
Talk to you
later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ernie Breese giving us a call here at WWGH Radio, kicking off our calls for today. And we appreciate that very, very much. All right, so jump on board if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. Here comes another one. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Can you hear me? Going once, going twice. Give me a call back. All righty, 740-383-9944 is our phone number. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a ring and I'll sign you up. Okay, turning to some offbeat news, here we go. Maybe this is our caller calling back. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, yeah, did New England Patriots had most Super Bowl appearances anyway. I'm not sure if they're the winner.
Oh, they did have the most, yes. They don't hold the most titles, though. But they might have been down for the most appearances, but they don't hold the most awards.
Yeah, after I called you, I thought you said the other way around. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. I'll put you in anyhow.
Okay.
How's your day going?
Oh, not too bad.
No, that's good. That is good to hear. All right, yeah. Mr. David Avery, we have got you signed up.
All right.
I appreciate the phone call, and thanks
uh-huh.
for listening.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Anybody else that would like to give us a call, light up my lines here. And like I said, we'll get you signed up. Let's turn to some offbeat news here. And this is an interesting story. A South Carolina animal rescue group put out a call for piggy cuddlers to help 100 rescued pigs learn to be comfortable with humans for their new lives as pets. Piggy cuddlers. How would you like to be a piggy cuddler? Cotton Branch Farm Sanctuary in Leesville said in a Facebook post that it is seeking piggy cuddlers to help socialize the animals after they were rescued from an animal hoarding situation in Kentucky. Belly scratches, cookies, sitting with, and even just talking to our pig friends can get them ready for their new home, the post said. Evan Costner, executive director at the sanctuary, said physical contact is important to help the pigs adjust to their new lives. Hi, we're on the air.
How you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm here.
All right, hey. All right.
Anyway, answer to your great question, which state grows the most?
Yeah.
Would be California.
California, yep, grows the most grapes. Now, do you like grapes? Are you a fan?
Yeah, we get them every now and then. We just had some the other night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I take them and put them in salad.
Oh, yeah, sure. That would sweeten it up.
Right.
So, what's on the menu for tonight? You got anything on the menu for tonight?
Yeah, BLTs and salad.
Ooh, BLTs and salads. Yes. So
yeah,
do you
menu
do you,
tonight?
Do you toast the BLT sandwiches or do you just
right.
put them on? Yeah, toast them.
No,
yeah.
I toast it. Everything is toasted. Yep.
All right. That sounds all wonderful. Right. Yes, indeed. Right. Well, you enjoy. Okay, buddy.
All right, you have a good one.
You too, Bob. All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's turn to another offbeat news story that we have for you. Bush's Beans announced it obtained a Guinness World Record by assembling a gargantuan, I like that word, gargantuan, Super Bowl snack, a 7-layer bean dip with a total of 70 layers. So it really wouldn't be a 7-layer bean dip. Would it be a 70-layer bean dip? Anyhow, the company said it took the classic 7-layer bean dip and upped the ante to create a 70-layer bean dip weighing in at 1,087 pounds. Nearly double the previous record of 540 pounds. It took a team of 19 people, a total of about 227 hours, to assemble the dip, which features 10 varieties of 7-layer dips stacked atop one another. The varieties included veggie, Cuban, caprese, buffalo, and fiesta. The record attempt was timed to coincide with Sunday's Super Bowl. Bush has said the dip was donated to a charitable organization for distribution. Boy, yeah, give me some chips or just eat that plain. I'm usually a fan of 7-layer bean dip. So, yeah, that's usually what you eat with it is chips, isn't it? Yeah, give me some big old, or even those Dorito scoops. You ever had those Doritos scoops for dip? Yeah, that's pretty good. There's a certain kind of dip I like to get from the store sometimes. I don't know if it's, I can't think of the name of it right off, but it's really good. I'll let you know if I think of it. Right now, it's time to take a break. Thanks for listening to WWGH 107.1 FM. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond on this January the 29th. My email address, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Fire me an email about anything. If you'd like to share something on the show or like me to share something on the show, or if you have maybe a concert at your church or some event coming up, just let me know all about it. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words right here on WWGH.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Wow, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we have another offbeat news story to share with you. This one, a painful one. Firefighters in Britain responded to a home where a woman had put her finger in a bathroom sink overflow drain and became stuck. The London Fire Brigade said crews responded to a home in Hither Green to assist a woman whose finger was stuck in her bathroom sink's overflow drain pipe. The lady had been told she could clean out the sink waste pipe by pulling it out, but she couldn't and got her finger stuck, Station Officer Gary Deacon said. She had been stuck for about 20 minutes before we arrived and called us once she got over the embarrassment and realized her finger was starting to hurt. Deacon said firefighters ended up destroying the whole sink to free the woman. Imagine that, getting your finger caught in the sink. Imagine if you didn't have anybody around and weren't near a phone. You just have to yell out and hope somebody heard you, wouldn't you? Boy, that would be an awful fix. Boy, I guess I'm never going to stick my finger down in the drain to clean it out. Not after that story. It is time for On This Day in History on this January the 29th. By the way, the phone lines are open if you know the answer to any of our trivia questions on the table, 740-383-9944, and we'll go over those again in just a moment. January 29th, 1802, John Beckley became the first Librarian of Congress. 1820, Britain's King George III died insane at Windsor Castle. 1845, Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven was published for the first time in the New York Evening Mirror. 1848, Greenwich Mean Time was adopted by Scotland. 1850, on this date, Henry Clay introduced in the Senate a compromise bill on slavery that included the admission of California into the Union as a free state. 1856, Britain's high military decoration, the Victoria Cross, was founded by Queen Victoria. January 29, 1861, in America Here, Kansas became the 34th state of the Union. 1886, the first successful driven motor car built by Carl Benz was patented. 1916, in World War I, Paris was bombed by German Zeppelins for the first time. And in 1924, R. Taylor patented the ice cream cone rolling machine. The ice cream cone rolling machine. Or anything to do with ice cream, and a patent for that is good by me. I'll tell you that for sure. All right, here we go with our trivia questions. If you know the answer, 740-383-9944. At 4:55 this afternoon, we're giving away our monthly giveaway, a $20 gift card to the House of Hunan. So call and get signed up for that drawing if you'd like to go to the House of Hunan right out there by the old, well, it still is, the Marion, the old Southland Mall. Marion City Mall? Whatever they call it now, I forget. What team has won the most Super Bowl titles? Marion Center Mall, that's what it's called, Marion Center Mall. What team has won the most Super Bowl titles? What is the name of the trophy annually awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the USA? What is the name of the trophy annually awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the USA? Which is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? Which is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? On The Simpsons television show, what was the name of Homer Simpson's pet lobster? On The Simpsons television show, what was the name of Homer Simpson's pet lobster? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a call. The strawberry is a member of which plant family? The strawberry is a member of which plant family? It's actually a popular flower that the strawberry is a member of. What is the name of a common fried dough treat found at amusement parks in the United States? You find vendors lined up here even at the Popcorn Festival selling this, and it's a popular dessert. What is the name of a common fried dough treat found at amusement parks in the United States? Hi, we're on the air.
It the Heisman Trophy?
Yes, the Heisman Trophy. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Is this Charlie Durst?
Yep.
Good to hear from you, buddy. You staying warm today?
Yep. We're just on our way home from Eden and Ashley.
Oh, did you go over there to the White Lily?
Yep.
What did they have today on the menu?
Today was ham, mashed potatoes, green beans, and we had blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie. And that pie homemade?
Yeah, I think they do. They make them all there.
Oh, all right. All right. Sounds like a good meal.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir. I've never been, but I've heard all about the good food over there.
Yes. It's really convenient if you want to go for a little drive.
Yeah, nice little drive over there.
Yep.
All right, well, I've got you signed up, and I appreciate the phone call, and thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
Good to hear from you.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. I'm always curious what people are eating, because I'm a food fan. Yes, indeed. I am a food fan. If you lived in the 1920s and saw a flapper, what would you be looking at? If you lived in the 1920s and saw a flapper, what would you be looking at? When a sheep named Dolly was born in 1996, she was considered a great scientific breakthrough because why? Do you remember the famous sheep named Dolly? And they did something with her, scientifically. And what was it? Can you tell me? And the last one that we'll do for now, the Channel Tunnel, or Chunnel, is an underwater tunnel completed in 1994 that links which two countries? The Channel Tunnel, or Chunnel, is an underwater tunnel completed in 1994 that links which two countries? Again, 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a call and I'll sign you up for this $20 House of Hunan gift card. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, they cloned Dolly.
Yes, they cloned Dolly. Dolly the sheep. Yep, that's what she was famous for. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good deal. And I don't quite recognize your voice, so what's your name?
This is Becky Thacker.
Becky Thacker, it's been a while.
Yeah, we've had some health problems and stuff, but we're better now, so.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Sorry you had some health problems.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's one of those things in life. All of a sudden, it just hits you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it's absolutely. And, well, I just hope and wish you good health from now on.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, you take it easy and call often, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You have a good day, Nate.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, haven't heard from the Thackers for a while. There's some sickness going on. Sorry to hear about that. Hope all of our listeners are avoiding the... my mom works for a doctor's office, and I guess they've seen some cases of the flu start to come in, so I hope you all can avoid it. Go out and buy that... what is it they say to buy? That airborne stuff that you mix in the drink there, supposed to keep you well? Yeah. Go out there and buy that, I guess. I don't know. When I was sick over the weekend, I took cold and flu, and that seemed to help. But I'll tell you, for 2 days, I had a steady temperature there of about, like I said, 100.5 if you take the temperature under the arm, but then they say to add a degree, so maybe it was 101. Whatever it was a steady temperature and really wouldn't come down for 2 days. And then all of a sudden on Monday morning, I took it and it was back to normal. And I was back to normal, at least as normal as I can get, which if some people say I'm not that normal, but that's up for debate. Okay, I want to tell you about an interesting competition between soda fountains and an interesting competition between banana splits. There seems to be a real food fight between Ohio and Pennsylvania over who invented the first banana split. Here's the scoop, so to speak. In 1904, David Strickler of Tassel Pharmacy in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, whipped up a dessert in hopes of capturing the taste buds of students at nearby St. Vincent College. He decided to go one better on the traditional sundae by adding a banana, and is also credited with designing the specially shaped dish to serve the concoction. In the opposite corner of the restaurant is owner Ernest R. Hazard of Wilmington, Ohio. The year was 1907, and he too was interested in attracting students, in this case from Wilmington College. Since it was winter and there wasn't much to do, Hazard held a contest to see which employee could come up with a new and tasty recipe. According to the website, Ernest took a long dessert dish, arranged a peeled banana and 3 scoops of ice cream in it, and added a shot of chocolate syrup, a little strawberry jam, and a few bits of pineapple. On top of this, he sprinkled some ground nuts and 2 red cherries on its peak. Not only did Ernest win the contest, but he invented the name as well, despite his naysaying cousin Clifton, who didn't think that anyone could ever walk in and ask for something called a banana split. In honor of the invention, Wilmington holds the Banana Split Festival each June. That might be fun to attend, the Banana Split Festival. Hey, we got to take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment on WWGH Radio Offbeat News and Trivia.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast on 107.1 FM, WWGH. Time for the weird word of the week. So head down the hallway to our little classroom, make a right, and have a seat in the little chairs here. And I've written on the chalkboard today's weird word of the week. And it's murine. Murine. M-U-R. I-N-E, murine. It's an adjective, the definition belonging or pertaining to the family of rodents that includes mice and rats. Belonging or pertaining to the family of rodents that include mice and rats. We've got a little mouse that is a determined little guy that likes to visit us at home. I'll tell you, he does. He likes to chew on just about everything, and he's an elusive little guy. He likes to avoid the traps when he can. The origin of murine goes back to the years 1600 to 1610. So it's an old word that you may not have heard of before. Murine, our weird word of the week for this week. So now you are educated, all right? Okay. Trivia time one more time as we head up near the time to draw the winner for this $20 House of Hunan gift card. That's what we're giving away today. So if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions, give me a call and I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win. Now, in all fairness, this is our monthly gift card, so you're up against the folks that have called all month long. So the winner may not be a caller from today, necessarily, because, like I said, it is our monthly gift card. What team has won the most Super Bowl titles? What team has won the most Super Bowl titles? Which is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? Which is the oldest baseball stadium in use in Major League Baseball? On The Simpsons television show, what was the name of Homer Simpson's pet lobster? On The Simpsons television show, what was the name of Homer Simpson's pet lobster? The strawberry is a member of which plant family? The strawberry is a member of which plant family? It is a popular flower that it's a member of. What is the name of a common fried dough treat found in amusement parks in the United States? Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be the Patriots?
Well, the Patriots have the most appearances, but not the most titles. But that's okay. That's okay. We had a guess on that earlier. I'll go ahead and put you in the drawing anyhow.
Well, no, I mean, if I didn't get it right, then by all means, I don't want to be in the drawing.
Okay. Well, like I said, the Patriots had the most appearances, but not the most titles.
Not the most wins.
Did you want to guess again?
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's okay. Thanks
anyway. All right. Hey, thanks for calling and listening. All right. Yes, if you Google the team with the most Super Bowl titles, it'll tell you. And we had a question about the answer with the Patriots earlier. But that's a good guess because that does come up as well. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, what is the name of the common fried dough treat found in amusement parks in the United States? What is the name of a common fried dough treat found in amusement parks in the United States? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that fried dough to fair, would that be funnel cake?
Yeah, that's a funnel cake. That's right. Have you ever had one?
No, I have not.
They're pretty good, but they're very greasy.
Yeah.
they fry those things like crazy. Hey, what's your name? I'll get you signed up.
Scott.
Scott? All right, Scott. We have got you in the drawing for the gift card, okay?
Alrighty.
Hey, appreciate you listening, and thank you for calling.
Yep, no problem.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, we're about 2 minutes away. We are 2 minutes away to find out who the winner is for this $20 House of Hunan gift card, our monthly giveaway for this month. We'll mix everybody all together and find out who wins, okay? All right. Well, hey, let me see if I can slip this in here. It's time for our Ladies' Corner. And you know what? Let me just give you a couple more trivia questions, just in case you'd like to answer them. If you lived in the 1920s and saw a flapper, what would you be looking at? If you lived in the 1920s and saw a flapper, what would you be looking at? And the Channel Tunnel, or Chunnel, is an underwater tunnel completed in 1994 that links which two countries? The Channel Tunnel is an underwater tunnel completed in 1994 that links which two countries? What rodent is considered to be very social? What rodent is considered to be very social? And what is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? What is a healthy diet choice for small rodents? Give me a call real quick here if you know the answer. 740-383-9944. The answer to our trivia questions. And we've had some good answers today, some good guesses today, and some good calls today. of which I appreciate. Another one coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it ain't my second call.
Hey, Bob.
A flapper was a dancer.
Yes, a flapper was a dancer way back there in the 1920s.
Right. Okay, I thought I'd answer one of them good anyway.
All right, buddy. Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, I'll give you a few more seconds, and we will draw a name here, unless there's somebody that wants to call real quick here. And we've got names from all month long. Here's another one coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Okay, one more try.
Sure.
So is it the Patriots and the Steelers?
Yes, the Steelers.
Yes. There we go.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
And they both won 6 apiece.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't, when I Googled that to check on that, I didn't see a tie, but you know what? That must be, that they must be tied. They must
six
be tied.
Apiece.
Yeah. All right, what is your name?
Sarah Burgraff.
Sarah Burgraff? Okay, Sarah, we have got you signed up. I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right. It is drawing time, past drawing time. We've got the names from today mixed with the names from all month long. So we will find out who the winner is going to be right here. Mixing everybody all up. And we're going to find out who it is. Terry Tackett, one of our managers, just walked in the building, and he's curious to know, too. And the winner is Ed Atkins. Ed Atkins. We know Ed, don't we? All right. Ed Atkins. Congratulations. Like I said, it wasn't a caller from today, but it was a caller from the month, because it was one of our call. This is our monthly giveaway. So, like I said, one of the callers from the month. So, congratulations, Ed Atkins. I think you know where we're located, at the corner of Prospect and Center Streets on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. At the end of the hallway, just come on down. Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is when the pickup times are. So, Ed, you can come and pick that out. Thank you to everybody who called today. I appreciate it. We'll be back next week with another giveaway. We'll come up with something else. I don't know where we might go. Yeah, maybe we'll come up with something else for Valentine's Day, or you know, maybe some restaurants you can take your loved one out. Yes, it'll be our Valentine's giveaway. So that'll be a lot of fun for the month of February. February, however it is you want to say it. So, okay, well, we didn't get the Ladies' Corner today, but it is posted on my website since we are out of time. You can find a recipe for orange dreamsicle salad. Orange dreamsicle salad, and it is a pretty good recipe. So go to Radio Nate on Facebook. Just go to the search engine at the top of Facebook, type in Radio Nate, and you'll go there and you'll see the picture of the orange dreamsicle salad, and you'll find the recipe right there on the page. And I'll tell you the ingredients real quick. A box of orange Jell-O, a box of instant vanilla pudding, a cup of boiling water, cup of cold water, a cup of Cool Whip, 8 ounces, one can of mandarin oranges. I always have trouble with that word. Mandarin. There we go. Mandarin oranges, 14 ounces drained, and one cup of mini marshmallows. And for the instructions, like I said, just go to Radio Nate on Facebook. Once again, thanks to everybody that called and answered the trivia questions. We had, I think we had about 6 or 7 calls today roll in. So I do appreciate you ringing our phone lines and answering those every week. We are here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. We call it Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Stay tuned. There's a lot of great programming to come. You can listen for reruns of Charlie's show, Scott's show, Linda's show, Mike's show, Pastor Whitaker's show, and everybody else. Glenn's show and Adam's show. I think I got, if I missed somebody, I'm sorry. But
you're
have a
listening
good
to WWDH Radio LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.